The carrier Junyo technically started life as a passenger ship, the Kashiwara Maru, but, as with a number of other vessels, both naval and civilian, the Imperial Japanese Navy had paid to have the ship designed in such a way that she could be quickly and easily converted into an aircraft carrier. The liner was laid down in March 1939, but she was still only partway completed in early 1941, and by this time, the Imperial Japanese Navy was well aware they were going to be at war sooner rather than later. They'd already pulled the trigger on quite a few of their wartime conversion plans, including converting the Megamis to heavy cruisers, as well as beginning conversion work on a number of other ships that were destined to be small carriers. And so they exercised their right to buy the liner in February 1941 and began work on completing the ship as a carrier. The hull would be launched in June of the same year and commissioned about 11 months later in May 1942, given the name Junyo or Peregrine Falcon. Although displacing considerably more and having a slightly greater beam than the Hiryu and Soryu, Junyo was somewhat shorter and slower, with her upper hangar about 60 foot shorter and 10 foot narrower than Hiryu's. Although her lower hangar was just over 30 foot longer than the lower hangar on Hiryu, it was, like the upper hangar, still 10 foot narrower, leaving it with a total hangar area of just under 49,500 square feet, which was just over 12,000 square feet less overall than Hiryu, which gave an estimated air group size of between 40 and 50 compared to the 64 plus spares of the dedicated carrier design. As a result, combined with their top speed of just over 25 knots, Junyo and her sister Hiyo were to be designated as auxiliary aircraft carriers when they were commissioned. As such, Junyo was assigned, along with Rujo, to Operation AL, or AL, the parallel to Operation MI, or ME. The plan was for the two smaller capacity carriers to take the Aleutians, where little serious air opposition was anticipated, while the Kiribati took Midway, where what the Imperial Japanese Navy estimated was left of the US carrier force might come out to play. Of course, while Junyo did her bit in capturing the Aleutians, the Battle of Midway went decidedly against the Japanese Navy. And apart from the Shikakus, one of which was still under repair and the other, thanks to Japanese doctrine, it currently didn't have an air group, Junyo was now the largest active carrier in the Japanese inventory. As such, she was quickly redesignated as a full fleet carrier, a title that her sister Hiyo, commissioning a bit later, would thus have from the start. This resulted in both ships being redeployed to the 2nd Carrier Division for operations in the Guadalcanal area, where they would become known to US intelligence services as the Hayataka class due to an apparent misreading of the ship's name in kanji, where each character had been read separately as Hayabusa and Taka, respectively, and then combined, which meant that the US technically believed the ship was called Falcon Falcon, since both characters, when read separately, can also mean Falcon. Naming conventions aside, Falcon 2 Electric Boogaloo opened her operations here with an attack on US destroyers, and was then left alone as Hiyo suffered an engine fire and was forced to withdraw. As the year progressed, the Shikaku showed up, and Junyo thus operated with them at the Battle of Santa Cruz, with some of her aircraft contributing to the attacks that crippled USS Hornet. During the dying days of the Guadalcanal campaign, Junyo played hide-and-seek with USS Enterprise, but neither carrier managed to get a strike force to successfully follow up on the various reconnaissance reports of the other's location. Following this, she covered the withdrawal of Japanese forces before sending her air group ashore at Rabaul to help defend the remaining Japanese holdings in the Solomon Islands, while she herself headed home for refit and reassignment. She would thus spend late summer and early autumn of 1943 as a transport for aircraft and troops, until at the start of November the submarine USS Halibut spotted her and hit her with a torpedo, requiring just over 3 months of repairs. With a new air group, as her previous one had been almost entirely destroyed in combat, the ship was sent, along with her sister and the smaller Ryuho, to the Philippines to help guard against the next American offensive. However, that offensive turned out to result in the Battle of the Philippine Sea, which resulted in no particular achievement for Junyo other than taking a couple of bomb hits and ending up on the lookout for yet another air group, as her inexperienced pilots were mostly shot down by swarming US Navy Hellcats. Without aircraft, she was instead used as a transport once more, and in this role came under intense attack by US submarines. Although she successfully avoided being hit by three different submarines on her first transport voyage, on the second one she was hit by three torpedoes from a small US submarine Wolfpack. Although she proved remarkably resilient given her origins as a liner and limped back to Japan for repairs, arriving at the end of 1944, there was now not only a severe lack of aircraft, but also a lack of fuel for the ship and spare parts to repair her. And so she remained at Sasebo until the end of the war, after which she was determined to be not worth patching up for evaluation, and thus she would be scrapped in 1946.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.